Okay. Happy New Year. There we go. Right. Imagine you're going on a journey to a place that you're not sure where you're going. First, you might ask someone, do you know the way to Sainsbury's in East Grinstead? No. Oh, well, that's no good. How am I going to do my shopping then? Okay. You then might get your map out. I love a map. It's my favourite way of finding where I'm going. And I love a map that does that. Because you're sitting in the car going like that, and it's good fun. What's even more fun is finding those little country roads that are just off route with all the grass growing. That's my favourite way of finding anywhere. Then you could be really up to date. And you get your phone out and you tap it in, and Google Maps comes up. And that's great until you hit a great big fjord or whatever that you've got to go across because they haven't put that on Google Maps. Or it takes you off route and then you get told off. Has anyone ever had that? Where she tells you to go and you're going, no, I don't want to go that way. She goes, you are off route, you are off route. She gets very cross, doesn't she? Then you have a husband who really likes sat-nav and says, okay, sweetheart, to her every time. Now, that's very worrying when he's talking to his sat-nav. And then there really are people that still follow that. All across the world, mariners all over the world, their Google Maps aren't going to work in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, are they? Their map isn't going to show them anything apart from a great big blue sea. They may have their little sonar things, but supposing that goes wrong. The real old-fashioned way to get across the sea safely is to follow that. Now, I wonder how many of us would trust ourselves to follow a star. How many would really go out the back door one night and say, right, I'm going to get to Sainsbury's in East Grinstead, I better follow that star. We wouldn't, would we? But those men did. All those years ago, all those centuries ago, they followed a star. So, after Jesus was born, those wise men saw a star up in the sky, which they believed announced the birth of a king, because it was just the brightest star they had ever seen. They travelled miles and miles over deserts, over mountains, and finally decided to stop at King Herod to check where this king might be, because he must know he's a king. And as you saw by our story, he was a bit of a grumpy man. The thought of someone else becoming king in his land, that's not going to happen, is it? But still, those wise men followed that star. And as you know, they didn't have the map. They had something even better. This star, it guided them. So the wise men followed that information far and wide. And when they did find the baby Jesus, they bowed down to him and they gave him the gifts. Even though he was still in a humble stable, not in a great big palace as they thought they may find, they trusted in their belief. They also trusted the fact that they weren't going to tell King Herod about this, because they knew that King Herod was not going to make this baby safe. Men, women, children are still looking for Jesus. We can do it in all different ways. We can still follow a star, because it might lead you to where Jesus was or is. It might lead you very well to call you down to our church. But there is one place you will always find Jesus, and that's in our Bible. Your Bible can be in your home every day, and that's where you will find Jesus. You will find all the stories that he's told, all the stories that other people have told about him. So why not follow that star to your house, to your Bible, and have a read every day?